The World Petroleum Congress was supposed to bring together Russia, the world's largest energy producer, and the United States, the world's largest producer of cutting-edge energy technology. But as oil expert Pat Simchak says, the United States was almost a no-show.
There are very few American companies here. In fact, in the delegate list, out of about 3,000 delegates, I noticed only about 250 appeared to be coming from the United States.
Clouding the party were sanctions against Russia for its role in fueling the separatist war in southeastern Ukraine. After targeting powerful Russians with sanctions, European Union leaders now meet on Thursday in Brussels to discuss escalating sanctions to companies or to sectors such as energy technology. With Russian troops massing again at Ukraine's border, U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew warned in Berlin last week that Russia has what he called a fundamental choice to make.
If Russia is unwilling to reverse the course, the United States and the international community is prepared to impose additional cost.
In Moscow, Western energy executives with big Russia investments tried to project a business-as-usual image. But in the halls, there was unease. Vitaly Cho works in Russia for Baker Hughes, the Houston-based international oil field service company.
I heard a lot of questions about sanctions from our customers. They were there because Baker Hughes is a technology provider. We have high-tech technologies, and our customers need these technologies to develop their fields.
Russia needs American and European drilling and platform technology to unlock an estimated $8 trillion worth of oil. Wilhelm Sicking, a German marketer for Penwell, the Oklahoma group of energy publications, believes business will come back.
Western companies need to sell their technology to the Russians, and the Russians need the technology. This will not last long.
Pat Simchak says uncertainty over sanctions is causing many American companies to cut investments in Russia.
It's shooting ourselves in the foot because if we don't sell to the Russians, somebody else is going to sell to the Russians.
Indeed, Western sanctions were a hot topic ducked by most of the Congress. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.